Look, it's a week before Thanksgiving, and I don't know about you, but everyone here at this old house is jammed. So we're not going to drop a full episode this week, but we are thinking about you, and we wanted to give you a little something special. Thanksgiving. It's chaotic, right? I mean, the things that we have to go through to make it all work, the planning, the travel, dealing with family. Well, if you think you've got it tough, how about the folks that have to deal with our leaks and our clogs and our heating and cooling failures around this time of year? Well, we've got a lot of them here at this old house, so I thought I'd give a few of them a quick buzz to see what kind of issues they've dealt with on Thanksgiving's past, or just to see if they have any great memories to share. First, though, I'm going to call someone you've never met because, and I know it's last minute, but I need to know where my family's Thanksgiving dinner is going to be this year.
Hello?
Mom, it's Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am heading to the cleaners. I'm driving. I just saw the doctor. He said no restrictions. You're good to go. See me in 5 years.
That's awesome. So you're taking to the new hip.
I'm taking to the new hip. I congratulated him. I said, he's got no personality. I said, you did a great job.
So where is dinner?
You know, we can have it. Everyone cooks, you know, and we don't mind having it. I mean, you know, it's chaos, but if you look at it...
Look out for that tree, Mom. Mom, look out for the tree.
Stop it. I'm parallel parking and doing a great job.
Sure you do. All right, let's call Rich Trithewey. He does all things plumbing for this old house.
This is my favorite holiday by far.
Why? Why is that?
Because it's... There's not the pressure of gifts and everything else. It's also over a weekend. It also allows me to go back to my hometown and see the local football team lose again. You know, it's got everything.
Right. It's got some plumbing issues, too. In addition to everything else, there's a lot of stuff going down the kitchen.
You think Friday is called Black Friday because of the sales? No, it's because of the color of the stuff that comes out of the drain from your kitchen sink. That's Black Friday.
That is a uniquely plumber's perspective on Thanksgiving, pal.
Every plumber uses his caller ID on Friday after Thanksgiving.
There's two things you don't want to be on Thanksgiving, the turkey and the plumber.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let me call Norm Abram, our master carpenter. I have no doubt he's got projects on his mind.
You know, we prep everything up, and it was a few days before Thanksgiving, and Elise's mom was up here with us. And Elise and her mom are, you know, prepping up food and setting the table and doing everything. And basically the location for our Thanksgiving feast is generally in the timber frame room where you have the kitchen, a big table, and a living area as well, a kind of family room. So it's one big space. And I decided that day that the blocks that go between the rafters and the timber frame that sit on top of the main beam had always been just kind of set up there, and they had slipped around and they were uneven. I said, I got to fix this today. they're like, what? And I said, well, you know, I want to put some screws in those and clean the top of the beam and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, looking at me like I'm crazy. Because number one, there's dust on top of the beam and I got to pull these things out and then put them back in and drill holes and put screws in. And they were just, why are you doing this now? We've already set the table. The dust is flowing around in the space. I said, I don't know. I just have to do this. I've been wanting to do this, and now's my opportunity. And while you're doing your thing, I'm going to do my thing. And I could have let it go, but for some reason that day I said, I'm fixing this no matter what.
Oh, my God. And Elise, did she lose her mind?
Oh, yeah. She was like, what are you doing? You know, we put the plates out on the table, and you got a vacuum, and you're vacuuming dust on top of the beam that holds up the roof.
How does the turkey and the gravy taste with a little bit of sawdust and dust in it?
Well, you know, it adds a little touch to it.
Yeah. All right, let me give Tommy Silva a call. Quintessential general contractor, got his hands in everything. Let's see what he's got.
I tried to deep fry a turkey 1 year, and my wife was so nervous about it that we bought two turkeys. She cooked one, and this is my wife is a good cook, but she doesn't like to cook. So we had bought the turkey and got it home and so on down the line. And we decided we better get another one in case the one that's going to get fried doesn't come out. And she cooked one in the oven, and I cooked one outside. And I did overcook it a little bit, but it was okay. But the thing about the one that Susan cooked was when I cut into it and I was going through it, I reached my hand inside and to get around the stuffing. And out came the bag with all the gizzards and everything she forgot to take out.
Well, it's only plastic and stuff like that.
Yeah, I said, oh, that's good flavor for the bird. But, she said, well, I didn't know it was in there. I never had her in there before. So, anyway, that was my first and last time of trying to fry a turkey. I think it's too much work.
You know who my next call's to, right?
Who?
Sue. I'm gonna get her side of that story.
No, that's the true story. That's a true story.
Let's give Ross a try, the other Trithui, our engineer and all things smart tech guy.
The one that stands out the most for me is about 6 or 7 years ago. We had a project where we were doing a renovation, converting a house from steam heat over to inverter heat pumps, you know, state of the art at the time. And we knew that the family had a firm deadline of Thanksgiving. One caveat was the homeowner wanted to have smart thermostats put in. And so we ordered them. They came in Wednesday late afternoon.
Day before Thanksgiving.
Day before Thanksgiving. Yep. And we're like, yeah, not a problem. And so the HVAC company was like, you know what? I'll send my technician over. He'll get them hooked up, wired up, ready to go. And you guys will have a, you know, perfectly good system running efficiently with the smart thermostats. Technician gets over there, wires it up, and made one fatal mistake. And that is the OB wire, which I think you know about, is a reversing valve, right, with a heat pump. It's either in heating or it's in cooling, and the reversing valve dictates which way it's going.
Yep.
And he programmed all 6 systems the exact same way, so he's definitely consistent, but he changed it all from an O to a B. And so anytime the thermostat called for heat, he got blasted with cold air. So he doesn't test the systems. I get a call from the homeowner like 5:45 that night saying, I've called the HVAC company. I'm going to their emergency line. I need help. My house keeps getting colder and colder. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's explaining. He's like, cold air is coming out of my registers. I'm like, it was working fine on Monday. What do you mean? You know, he wasn't tech savvy. He wasn't mechanically inclined. So I was like, you know what? I'll come over, shot over there. And sure enough, figured it out just by looking at the programming and the thermostat. Pretty crazy, right? If you call for cooling, you got hot air. If you call for heating, you got cold air.
The Trithuis save yet another Thanksgiving.
It did feel good to save the day.
I bet.
For his big 30-person party that he had 12, 18 hours later.
Let's talk to Nathan Gilbert here, one of our newest guys. Former Navy CB, contractor carpenter.
My Thanksgivings have been really different over the years. Throwing it back to the military is probably one of my favorite Thanksgivings was we were down in Timor-Leste off the coast of Australia down near Indonesia, and we got our hands on 5 turkeys, and no one could kind of pick a way they wanted their turkey cooked. So we did one in the oven, we deep fried 2, and then we ended up making our own smoker out of like a 55-gallon drum barrel. We made our own smoker and then smoked 2 as well.
That's Navy CB ingenuity right there.
Exactly, yeah. We made it work, and then everyone got in the kitchen and made a bunch of sides. It was a pretty memorable Thanksgiving.
And so who's there? Who was there for that meal?
We probably had like 15 to 18 people on that detachment. So it was guys and girls, and then we had drivers and some camp maintenance guys with us that also came and had dinner with us.
And what's the game plan? Is it just like, I'm as far away from home as I can possibly be, and this is the way to bring me back to the States?
Yeah, you know, most guys in the military, they're good about kind of bringing some home traditions with them and trying to make it work. Like if you're in Afghanistan and it's Christmas time, you know, you still want to do presents. They send over some fresh cut trees. They try and make it a little bit more like home than just a deployment.
And if you're in the military and you were stationed overseas, I can imagine that being able to celebrate Thanksgiving in sort of any fashion would be very important. It'd be one way to just make you feel like you're home, at least for the day. Well, it may be chaotic for you, it may not be, but I hope everyone embraces the holiday. I hope you get back with your families and with your loved ones. Put down the tools for a day, enjoy it, and just know that from all of us at This Old House, we're wishing all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode that we're going to drop so that you've got something to listen to if you're in the car for 7 hours like I will be. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.